Okay, let's get started.
Oh, wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, and welcome to episode 22 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from AudioTU.com, and with me on the line via Skype from Melbourne, as per usual, Shelton Muller. How are you?
Hey, it's good to be back, mate. I'm back from the Tamworth Country Music Festival. I'm all country-fied up. Exactly. Yeah, it was a bit of fun. It was very hot, but it was an interesting festival, never having been up there before. It was quite interesting. I was talking to a fellow Canadian on the way home.
Right.
There were a few Canadians there, actually, who were singing and attending. And he was saying that he goes to the Nashville Festival every year.
Right.
And it has nothing, apparently, on the Tamworth Festival. There were a lot of things at Tamworth.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, look, in Nashville, you can go and see a gig, then you can have a break for a few hours and go and do something else. And, you know, that's the way it goes. But in Tamworth, he says, there's so much going on at the same time, you can't hear and see it all.
Yeah, right.
And that really is the truth. If you stand in the middle of the main street of Tamworth, you've got about, I don't know, I'd estimate a dozen songs coming at you from bands 20 meters away, you know, at the same time. It's quite an interesting thing. I'm not sure if we'll be going back there again. I was working for Kodak up there, so I'm not sure if we're doing it again next year. But for all you overseas listeners and who like a bit of country, well, you like two types of music, of course. What are they, Bruce?
Country and Western.
And Western, yeah. Come to the festival. It was very interesting. But boy, have I come back to some interesting tough times in the photo industry. It's a very interesting world out there at the moment.
Yeah.
I imagine, Bruce, you've heard the news about Konica Minolta. Yeah.
Yep.
They're shutting up shop.
Yeah.
Which is huge news, considering they had such successful and brilliant cameras with the 7D and the 5D, among many others, of course. That's an interesting situation for a legendary company.
So are they being bought out by anybody?
As far as I know, there's a Sony involvement there, and whether Sony are going to take over the manufacture of their cameras and lenses and that kind of thing, I've yet to confirm. I'm going to look that up.
Mm.
But I would say someone is going to have to carry the mantle for all the Minolta and Konica Minolta users out there. But these are two legendary companies that came together to form Konica Minolta.
Yeah.
And of course, as you know, because you own one, produce brilliant cameras.
Oh, man, I love it.
And so you should. So it's very interesting. The digital situation in the world in the photo industry has been has made some rather interesting situations occur, and of course the photo industry has had its foundation pulled out from underneath it, namely film and processing. So there are tough times in the photo industry at the moment. So that shouldn't stop us all from taking pictures, though, should it?
No, not at all.
Definitely not. It's actually probably the best time in human history to take pictures because of digital technology. It's just had a very serious economic impact on the industry. So, very, very interesting times at the moment. And when you're the editor of a photo magazine, even more interesting.
I can imagine.
I have a question for all our listeners.
Yeah?
Where have you been? I haven't received any emails or questions. Either I'm doing my job too well or I'm doing it too bad. You're going to have to let me know which one. But I haven't had too many questions from you, so please keep in touch. And, because we always like to know what you need to know.
Definitely.
I was sitting here, Bruce, trying to think of what I am going to talk about on Shutters Inc. today.
Yeah.
And I had a bit of a block, and I thought, well, there's your problem. That's exactly what I'm going to talk about, creative block. All of us at times come across a situation where we are motivated to take photographs, but for some reason, the cylinders aren't firing, and we just can't seem to get it together. And that happens to every single one of us. And it can happen especially to professionals who work with their cameras and can get a little tired of carrying the things around and photographing things they're not particularly interested in. So I thought I'd just talk about that today, because it can be a very detrimental block. Creative block can be very detrimental to our creative drive. And actually, I know so many people who've put their cameras down almost permanently because they went through a period of time when they just weren't motivated to take pictures or it just wasn't happening for them. So I thought I'd talk about some ideas to help us get through that period so we don't lose the love of photography. And here's a few. One, set a task for yourself. Something that you perhaps even don't like photographing, and that's an interesting discipline. But if you're a landscape photographer, go and do some portraits and vice versa. If you are, you know, the kind of person who maybe likes, I don't know, still life, but you know, or doesn't like still life, go and shoot still life. Set up things that you know are designed to make you learn, and you'll find that the things that you learn in one craft will help you in another. Another thing that we could do would be to use one lens. In Australia, there's a photographic studies college. And in the first year, at least when my friends were taking this course, they could not use any other lens than a 50mm standard lens, no matter what they were doing. And that was portraits, landscapes, anything. They had a 50mm standard lens, which in those days, and we're talking about 20 years ago when my friends did this course, a 50mm standard lens was the lens that came packed with your SLR when you bought it.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing, especially if you're the kind of photographer who walks around with a bevy of focal lengths and you've got everything at your fingertips. Try actually changing that. Walk around with one lens and see how you go. I did this in Tamworth. I grabbed my D100, which I'm soon updating to a D200.
Ooh.
And that's a nice camera. We'll talk about that another time.
Okay.
I walked around with my 85mm 1.8, which I love. So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't disciplining myself too hard, but there were things I wasn't able to photograph with ease. I had to find a new logo, find a new perspective. I had to walk forward, walk back. So it was interesting for me to do that. Whereas normally I'd grab a sort of a zoom, a mid-range zoom, and off I'd go. Do things that you haven't done before. Go places that you haven't seen. Test yourself and push yourself, because the discipline there is the kind of discipline required to get through a creative block, and also the kind of discipline that will get you out of the same routine. Often what happens is, you know, portrait photographers always do portraits, landscape photographers always do landscapes, and that can become a little dry after a while. So go and photograph something that you haven't photographed before, as we mentioned earlier. And here's a couple of other things. Join a camera club. I don't know how many of our listeners out there are members of camera clubs, but usually they meet once or twice a month. A lecturer comes and presents some information, maybe shows a PowerPoint slideshow on techniques, or you know, his latest tour to Borneo or wherever it might have been. And they're not always brilliant. Sometimes, you know, they're not necessarily the best photographers in the world. There might even be presentations from people within the club. But the thing is, you're with birds of a feather, and that's contagious.
Yep.
It's, you know, it's bird flu in that sense, because you go there and once again you're surrounded by people who are passionate. More often than not, photographers are lone wolves. You know, they walk around with a camera and people are always wondering why they've got this thing hanging off their shoulder or around their neck, and that can become a little bit you know, negative sometimes, and you think, oh yeah, what am I doing? So find birds of a feather to flock with, people who love photography, and they are found at your local camera club. If you're in Australia, of course, I only know, of course, of the clubs in Australia, but there's clubs in every town and city.
Do a Google search.
Do a Google search, and yes, you can, you know, you can come up with your local camera club. If you go to your local camera store, often they are in touch with the people in their camera clubs, local camera clubs, and you can ask. I would suggest that you go down and check it out, but give it a few nights. Don't just base your judgment on the first night that you're there. Go and give it a few nights, because sometimes, as I said, some nights are better than others. You may also believe that you know a fair bit about photography, but I would suggest that if you're going through a creative block period, take a course, or perhaps attend a photographic seminar or workshop. There are a lot of photographers doing workshops and seminars. It's something I'm even considering doing because of the demand for them. And take a course in something. Maybe do a Photoshop course. That's an idea as well. And you'll see your photographs in a whole new light.
Mm.
But you may wish to go and do a location portrait seminar somewhere, or workshop, and or a night course in a particular kind of photography, or maybe just a new course in just general photography. Either way, it's just something to kick it back in again to get you through the creative block period. I find that when I attend seminars, I must admit I don't always necessarily come away having learned a hell of a lot. You always learn something, but it's more about just kicking it back in and getting you more re-enthused about the art of photography. So give that a thought, because like I say, even though you may have been taking photos for a long time and think, well, I think I'm going to know this anyway, do it. Just go and find some sort of seminar, something that slightly interests you, even though you think you may know a lot about it, and learn. You'd be actually surprised the angles and perspectives you can get on something that you already know. And of course, finally, if you really wanted to go the whole hog, try and find a photo tour somewhere. If you're planning an overseas holiday this year,
I can hear a plug coming up.
Yeah, well, there's a plug coming up. But just in general, find a destination you want to go to and see if a photographer is leading a tour there. I couldn't think of a better way to, kick it back in. I know the people who come with me on the tours that I've been are generally often quite inactive photographically, because they have work and family and lives to get on with. And the only time that they're able to get their cameras out seriously is when they are, on a photo tour. They may go away for family holidays, but they don't often get the chance to seriously create images. So if you are planning an overseas destination, find someone who's doing a photo tour. And again, you can Google that and find someone who's taking a photographic tour to the destination of your choice. This year, in August, I'm taking a photo tour to Argentina. So if that destination interests you, just contact us via audiotu.com, and I can send you out a PDF of the forms and of the itinerary and things.
But the PDF is actually still up on the Shutters Inc. Page.
Yes, you're right.
If you go to the Shutters Inc. page and scroll back to around about episode 18 or 19, somewhere around there was when we first mentioned it, and you'll find the link to the PDF file that Shelton's talking about.
Oh, terrific, Bruce. I love you, mate. You're fabulous.
No worries.
But of course, in Australia, the best photo tours, are often led by a fellow named Darren Leal. He and I are collaborating on the Argentina photo tour, but Darren also leads some excellent tours. So there's so many that you can do. The other thing that you could do just on a local level is find a professional wedding photographer or portrait photographer and see if he needs an assistant. I learned so much in my early days doing that, and often you'll find that that's quite a beneficial thing to do. So there's just a few ideas to help us get through those times when perhaps we've had our camera down a little too long and it's worn off, or we've had our camera in hand, but I don't know, it's just not firing. Give those things a try, and if any of them have worked for you in times past, or you've just, as a result of this podcast, taken on the advice, let me know. I'd be interested to know what worked for you.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Shelton.
Pleasure. No worries.
All right, and we'll talk with you in a week.
I look forward to it, mate. Thanks again.
See you later.
Bye.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audiotu.com. Audio to You delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear
when you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Audiotu.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
Control D to bookmark.
Audiotu.com.